Okay, so you know what? We're up to today's Daf Kuf Dalet, or Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. We asked the question, I guess we'll repeat the question so that we get back to the flow. Today's Shir is sponsored by the Astra family, Nachman Ben Moshe. So, we're up to the Gemara on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Kol Shalof Zacha HaMizbeach Bitzara, Lo Zafu HaKa'anim Ba'ora. Yes, the previous Mishnah said, if the Mizbeach doesn't get the meat, now why doesn't the Mizbeach get the meat? Why not? Because something still happens, which prevents the Mizbeach from getting the meat. Lo Zafa Kahanim Ba'ora. The Kahanim don't get the Ark. Right? That's what the previous Mishnah said. Not the Mishnah we just read, on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Afal Gaf the Afshatei La'or Kodim Zrika. Even if the R was removed before the Zrika, it doesn't make a difference. Right? Hamani, who is the author of that Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer Berb Shimrhi. It's Rabbi Eliezer Berb Shimrhi, the Armor, who says, Ein Hadam Merat al Ar B'fnei Atmo. Dam can't save the R. That's going to be a machlokas today. A Maseifa. But look at the Mishnah we just read. It says, Kol HaKadshim, any Kadshim, She'ira Behem Psul, that a psul happens, kodem hef shaitan, before you skin the animal, ein orosev lekahanim. The R doesn't go to the kahanim. La'achar hef shaitan, after the skinning, orosev lekahanim. The kahanim do get the skin. A psul happens, but it was after the skinning. Asan, who's that? That's Rebbe, the Amar Hadam Ratzal Arbif Neatmo. Right? Reisha Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Sefer Rebbe? How could that be? Two missions don't make sense. Two missions contradict each other. So Abai is going to say they're both the sheets of Rav and Shimon. Rav is going to say they're both the sheets of Rebbe. Abaya, or Amar Abaya, the other way around. Mid say for Rebbe. From the fact that the safe is the sheet of Rebbe, clearly, HaReisha Nami Rebbe. The Reisha is also Rebbe. Right? Umo de Rebbe, but Rebbe agrees, She'ain Hepshit, Kodim Zrika. You can't remove the thing before Zrika. Rashi, Ramo de Rebbe, Shein Hefshe, Kodesik. Ah, Falgav de Omer. Hadam Ratzara Obifnei Atmo. Even though Rebbe holds that the Dam can save the Or, that take a disarmative Shakur of Zrika. But if you remove it before the Zrika, Modehu Shein Ha Kahan. Am I reading the right one? No. Yes. I'm sorry. Modehu. She'ain't kahanim regila b'kach. You can't remove. You can do the zrika, then remove the skin. You can't do that. She'asher l'hasho tadam kol kach. You can't have the blood hanging around so long. We'll take a break now. Now we'll skin the animal. You can't do that. Hilkach nami diktani kol shlo zachav etzbech b'sara lo zachav kahanim ba'ora. The Mishnah yesterday said if the mizbech doesn't get the meat, the kahanim don't get the skin. Taima, Yishum the puzzle, the psul, the kodim, zrika, kodim hefshidu. Because it all happens earlier. Miyu, however, hecha, it's rami, the hafshid kodim zrika. If you did skin the animal before the zrika, v'nifsal achar hefshid, and then some psul happened afterwards, afal ki, shol zacha hamizbeach b'basar, even though the mizbeach can't get the meat, nevertheless, yitzko ka'anim ba'ora. The ka'anim do get the or. Right? In other words, the Mishnah is talking about the normal case. The normal case is they would never skin the animal at this stage. Why? Because they're busy with the dam. The shechting, the kavalas adam, zvikas adam. They're not going to stop in the middle and take the animal's skin off. It's just not going to happen. It's not practical. As a matter of fact, it's usher to do that to the dam. That's something to do with the skinning. Usher to do it to the dam. And what if you did it? The skin is mutter. Why is the skin mutter? That's Rebbe Shita. Why didn't Rebbe say that? Because it's very, very unusual. It's very abnormal to do that. If you did it, and then some psul happened, yeah, the mizbeach doesn't get the meat, you can keep the ark. So they're both consistent with Rebbe Shita. Rava Amar, the other way around. With the Reisha, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. Since the Reisha is him, Sefer Nami, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. Sefer is also Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. Aye. How come this Mishnah said it's okay? Uman kodim hefshet. What does it mean? Very strange Gemara. What does it mean when it says tefshe? It means skinny, it doesn't mean skinny.
Umay, achar,
tefshe. And what does it mean after tefshe? What it means is kodem sheniru lahafshe. After it, before it is ro'oi to be hafshe, achar sheniru lahafshe. After it is ro'oi to be hafshe. What does that mean? That means zrika.
Look at the Rashi. The Rashi is on Amud Beis. No, not the Rashi. Sorry, no. We'll do that Rashi in a second.
So when the Sefer said, therefore, the Sefer and the Rashi is the same case. What's the case? Zrikas Hadam, Matir's the Basar. Zrikas Hadam, Matir's the Basar for the Mizbeah, and the R for the Kahanim. And if a Psul happens before the Zrika, right? The Basar is not Roy. The Basar is not Roy. The R is not Roy. And the Seifa says the exact same thing. I'm just changing the words of the Seifa. Instead of Hefshe doesn't mean skinning, it means really Zrika. So why does it say it like that? I want to talk about that. My Rebbe, or my Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon, I watch this all about. It's not Malkut here. It's Tanya. The Rebbe Brian says it like this. Rebbe Omer, Hadam Maratza Al Ha'or Bifnei Atmo. The Dam is Maratza for the Or by itself. What does that mean? Now look at Rashi. The Rashi is on Kufkim Lamed Beis. It's actually the last Rashi on the page. Im Hufshat. This Gemara here, till the two dots, it's quite hard. Im Hufshat. If you did skinning, you skin the animal. The Nifsal Habasa. And that somehow, that some still happened. Kodim Zerika. Before the Zerika. Bezorek Hadam. And you sprinkle the Dam anyway. Putter Havar. The R is still butter. Why? Because of our Rebbe. Rebbe holds in R puzzle ella hanifsal im habasar. The only way the R is going to be puzzle is if it got puzzle while still on the animal. Aval hufshat kodem puzzle. But if you skinned it before the puzzle happened, right? Before the dead sherid fell on top of it and made a tummy, before that happened, or someone took it outside, right? Or someone did some kind of puzzle like that. Then afilu kodem zrika, even if that happened all before zrika, afil zrika v'sharile. The zrika can come and save the ark. Can't save the animal. Why can't it save the animal? Because there's a psul. Can't do anything about the psul. But the skin's already in the locker. It's already in the kohen's locker. You already put it away, right? So the zrika on a carbon that won't go anywhere. Why? Because there's a psul will save the ark. The Kalsh game, Achar Hefshet, Achar Zrika. Certainly, if it's after the Zrika and after the Hefshet, now some psul happens. So the buster can't be eaten. Why does the psul? That doesn't affect the skin at all. Avalim Kodim Hefshat Nifsal. But if it happened, the psul happened before even you skinned it, Afil Achar Zrika, even if it's after the Zrika, Harehu Kabasar. It's like the buster. Meaning, if it's on the animal, whatever did happen to the meat happens to the R. And if it's off the animal, it's completely different. Right, so yes. However, we just said that you're not allowed to skin the animal. Rebbe said you're not allowed to hang around. You're not allowed to, you're going to shech the animal. You're going to cobble the dam, right? Let's skin the animal now so we save the R. You're not allowed to do that because you're not allowed to wait around before the Zika. That's a separate problem. Unrelated to the R, you're supposed to do the Zrika right away. We're going to wait around that for a half hour while we skin the animal. If you did it, Rashi said, if you did it, that's fine. The R is mutter. Exactly. So they're going to sit there and stir it. You're not supposed to do that. So right. So if you did it, the R is mutter. Now, the Kohen gets a little bit of a little red mark because he's delaying the Zrika. He's not supposed to do that. Okay? If you did it, the R is mutter. This is what they're talking about. So it's very hard. It's hard for this to happen. If you're a Zaraz, it's hard for this to happen. Because they're going to take the animal, shecht it, take the dam, and they're going to be busy with the dam. So maybe they only have to get one Kohen will be busy with the dam, and the other Kahanim will go ahead and get the animal. Maybe they can do that. There's different people working on it. Do that, that could be a heter. Okay? That's a good point. Maybe someone else is skinning the animal while they're busy with the dam. So there is no lack of zrizas. Ukishu im habasar, and when it's with the basar, nolan mopsul, and a psul happens. Beikodim zmika, beilachas zmika, harehu kriyotzavo. The R has the same din. The R has the same din as the what? As the basar. That's Rebbe. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon Omer. No. Ein hadam meras al over b'nei atzmo. It doesn't work. It doesn't help. Look at the top Rashi. Kosavar bizrika kshera talya heter ha'or. The R is connected to the zrika. I don't care where the R is. It's in the kohen's locker. It's on the animal. It makes no difference. In Aval, nifsal basar kodem zrika. Therefore, if the basar became pasul before the zrika, ein ha'or mutter. The R is not mutter. Afilu hifshe kodem pasul. Even if you removed it before it became pasul. It goes hand in hand. You think so? Why? I thought the other way. Why? Ukishuhu im habasar nolabu psul kodem zrika hehu kiyotzebo has the same thing. Achar zrika. Now, if it's after the zrika, that depends. Hurza basar sha'achat. If the basar was good for even 1 minute, in other words, the basar, everything was done right, everything's good, and some kohen has a crazy idea, he takes it outside down the block. So he took it out. Or some dead animal fell on it and then metavid it. But it was once kosher. Then you should turn it over. Then you can remove it. Okay, so it's a machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon. Now, lema, let's say, is Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua Kamiflagi. This machlokas is really a different machlokas tonight between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua, right? Rebbe Eliezer, don't mix up the Eliezer. That's the first one is Rebbe Eliezer, Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. That's Rebbe Shimon by Yechai, right? That's Elazar, the son of Rebbe Shimon by Yechai. This is Rebbe Eliezer and Horkinus, right? Sam Rebbe Eliezer is Rebbe Eliezer and Horkinus, right? Don't mix them up. Anyway, different machlokas. It says, same machlokas. It says, in different words. It says, Basisa Olosecha Habasa Vahadam. Rebbe Yeshua Omer, in ain dam, ain basar. In ain basar, ain dam. They go, right? They go hand in hand. Ain basar, ain dam. Ain dam, ain basar. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, dam, you can have a dam, afal pi, sh'ain basar, even if there's no basar. Sh'nemar, like it says, v'dam zivachecha yishafet. Im kain, ma talmud lomar basisa olosecha basar v'adam. So why does it say that all the pasuk? Loma l'cha to tell you, ma dam bizrika, just like dam is with zrika, that's what dam is, af basar bizrika. So two, same story with the basar. Halamadata. So you see from here, what it means, just like dam has rika, so too basar has rika. You have to throw this basar. Just like you throw the dam, you have to throw the basar. There's an Indian to throw the basar. Can't put it down like a nice person? No. Has to be thrown badafka. So, halamadata sherevach yesh ben kevesh l'mizbeach. There was a space between the ram and the mizbeach, so therefore you could facilitate the throwing. Why? Because it says, you have to throw it. Now, No, what's the point of throwing it? There has to be a reason to throw it. Okay, so it's a reason to throw it. I'm an old Kohen, elderly Kohen. He can't put it down. It's going to fall through the crack. So he throws it and chucks it over. That's all. I don't know if there was a sign watching stuff. I don't know. Lema, let's say, Manda Amar Horse, that Rebbe who held, that the dam could save the R, that was Rebbe Eliezer, right? Who held that you could have a zrika even if the basar is pasul? Why? Because Rebbe Eliezer held they're independent; they have nothing to do with each other. So Rebbe who held they're independent holds like Rebbe who also held they're independent. That's the same shita. Umanda Amar Lo Hortza, and the one who held it doesn't work. Who is that? Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, he holds Rebbe Yoshua, right? Who held that you don't sprinkle the dam if the basar became pasul, right? So therefore, if you do sprinkle the dam, it doesn't do anything, it doesn't resurrect the basar, it doesn't resurrect the R, right? We said that when we said that Rashi. Even if it's pasul, sprinkle the blood anyway. Why? It'll save the R. Why? Because they have nothing to do with each other. But Rebbe Elazar didn't hold like that, then he holds Rebbe Yoshua, who also didn't hold like that. So the Gemara says, no, you don't have to say that the machlokas are the same. Ali, but Rebbe Eliezer, kuli amalo pligi. According to Rebbe Eliezer, nobody argues that what? That zrika is master of the art.
right? Ki pligi, they only argue in the shita of Aliva de Yeshua. Man da amar lo hortza, go to holes, it doesn't work. That's obviously Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, it's obviously. Now, man da amar hortza, what about Rebbe? Rebbe held it worked. Rebbe held, they don't have nothing to do with each other. So you could master one without the other. Man da amar hortza, amar lo ad kan lo Rabbi Yeshua. When did Rabbi Yeshua say it doesn't work? Hasam ela babasar. That's not even basar. Right? If you look at that machloket, no one mentions the word or. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer were talking about if dam and basar go hand in hand. Rabbi Yeshua said, yeah, they do. You know why? Galeka pseidel kahanim, because there's no loss to the kahanim. Aval, but, or skin, hide, the ikka pseidel kahanim, where there's a loss to the kahanim, afil Rabbi Yeshua moda. Even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that they can get the or. In other words, this machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua was about the connection between dam and basar. Rabbi Eliezer said, there's no connection. Rabbi Yeshua said, there's a very big connection. No one was discussing leather, hide, or no one was discussing that. Why not? Because it's a pseudo to the Kahanim. What does that mean, the pseudo to the Kahanim? See Rashi. Rashi says, the Rashi right above over here. Aval le'inyan or de ikka pseudo le Kahanim, afil Rabbi Yeshua moda. De lo mafsadin al hushalo kadin. We're not going to make the Kahanim lose the or. V'ayim nishraf basar. If the basar got burnt, oh avad, or got lost, kodim zrika, v'chadchila lo yizro. Then Rabbi Yeshua would say, don't sprinkle. You know what? Like a pseudo of the Kahanim, you can say that's also a loss of the Kahanim. They're not getting the hide. So says Rashi, that's not what it means. Shaharei lo hukarav hakarban. That's not a carbon. Where's the carbon? I don't know, we lost it. Alright, so the hide we still have. Alright, sprinkle the dam so we can keep the hide. Says Rashi, that Rabbi Yeshua would say, that's not even a carbon. We didn't even get the first bait. It has to be first a shame carbon. Then we can tumble, hey, we don't want to make the Kahanim lose the R. Then we'll let them do it. Here, says Rashi, that's not even a carbon. Well, where is it? I don't know, we lost it. Doesn't even get the first bait. Doesn't even have a shame carbon. That's not considered a loss to the Kahanim. It's like a guy sitting in his patio. Let's go make him bring a carbon so we can get his high. It's a loss to the Kahanim. That's crazy. It's got to be first a shame carbon. Then we can tumble, all right, is it a loss to the Kahanim? That's what Rashi's saying. Exactly. It's not a carbon yet. It's never going to be a carbon. Therefore, v'im avar v'zarek adam, ha'vizrika lahatera or, but if it's a good carbon, however, something still happened after it's all brought, something still happened, aval pi shalo olo ha'carbon ha'krava, aval pi shalo olo ha'carbon, even though it's not a carbon, ha'krava ha'vi, still brought, right? Therefore, v'karina be'or ha'ol asher hikriv, then the kahanim can get the or. Very, very, very technical difference. How far in the process was this carbon ruined? If it was ruined very early, that's not considered a loss to the Kahanim. It's just not. Why? Because people don't bring carbonos. Once everything's brought, something still happened, now even Rabbi Yeshua would agree they could get the R. Rabbi Yeshua hold that the meat and the dharma connected. Yeah, but not the R. It's a separate thing. Exactly. It wasn't on the radar. They're not expecting it. They don't have a tie before it. It's nothing. That must happen all the time. They walked in with some carbon, and something still happened. All right, go home. Come back tomorrow. All right, so it's not too far fetched. Me to have the abidiyevit, just like his kicker, just like a abidiyevit. This man nitma basar. If the basar got tummy, or niftal, or some other pill, or she etzachut the klayv, it was removed outside. Rabbi Leza Amar Yitzrok, Rabbi Leza held. Still sprinkle. Why? Because the dam and the bus have nothing to do with each other. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Lo Yisro. Don't do that. Umode, Rabbi Yeshua, Shem, Zarek, Hurtza. Bin the evidence says it works. The evidence works. Rashi has a whole long discussion here. The only thing that will work is Tuma, because you have the tzit. How on earth can you resurrect Yotze? So Rashi says, this is the Rashi of the next Rashi there. The next Rashi. That's Rashi. Midi dahavi adiyeved. The Rashi says, "Diktani imzara kortza." Ha nichagabe nitma. That makes sense. Bidiyeved. What happened? Bidiyeved. The animal got tummy. So not bidiyeved. The animal got tummy. Bidiyeved. If someone says rico, it's good. Why? Because if it's tit. What about yotze? Bidiyeved. Why is that good? So Rashi says, "Ikol adem hatit marasa." Avagabe yotze. One marasa tit. The tit doesn't help that. Dikka amar imzara kortza.
Alma, what do you see? Kaimalon Hayalol of Yeshua, Bidrashazu, the im ain basar ain dum, right? They go to hand in hand. The im zarat kurta, tilkach, gabi even, right? In other words, the im ain basar ain dum, im zarat kurta. It'll work even if there's some kind of soul, don't it? Still works. The Rashi says. Why? It doesn't really explain why. I don't know why. But it doesn't just work. So too, for the evident works. So too, that tied into the expectation issue. So too, that's why they can keep the R. Okay? That's it. Okay, the rest of the daf is easy. I'm Rechinina Sagana Kohanim. Rechinina Sagana Kohanim said, all my life, I never saw that they burnt an R. Right? I never saw that happen my whole life. I was in the Beit Hamikdash. I never saw that happen. So the Gemara says, I never saw them burn an or. Because it's below? What do you mean? What about Bahare below? Bahare Par Mahanasrafin was the Irim Hanasrafin. What about the Par Hanasrafin? The Par of Yom Kippur, Par Hal Davar Shel Tzibur, or the Ir of Yom Kippur, or the Ir of Avodas Kol Chavim? All that, the or gets burnt. So, limits of us a little kavina. I'm not talking about for a mitzvah. That's what he's supposed to do to those animals. That's the right thing to do to those. That's not what he was talking. He was talking about when a mistake happened. Right? That's what he was talking about, a mitzvah. He was talking about a mistake. I never saw a mistake. A parhel of davar, if it ever happened? Yeah, of course that happened. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that the reason why it was burned was because there was a mistake. That I never saw. Bare, kodim hafshed, the kodim zrika. What about if it was skinned before what about if it was before Kodim Hafshed, but Kodim Zrika, right? Everybody holds, Rebbe, both the Rishon hold, that if that happens, the skin has to go to be burnt. So he says, no, Chol's coming. He was talking about when it was connected. He agrees if it's taken off that early, of course it's a psalm. He was talking about when they're connected he was talking about. Vika Acha Hafshed. What about after Hafshed? The Kodim Zrika, but before Zrika, the Rebbe Eliezer of Shimon, according to Eliezer of Shimon, the Amar who said, "Ein dam marata al b'nei atma." So according to him, how could Rebbe Chanina make that statement? So the Gemara says, Rebbe Chanina k'Rebbe Spirulei. Rebbe Chanina held like Rebbe. I don't understand that answer. Rebbe Chanina is commenting on what he saw in the Beit HaMikdash. What did he see? He saw this never happened. Well, what about according to Eliezer of Shimon? Oh, he didn't hold like that. He held like Rebbe. Question: what he held like? Question: what did the Beit HaMikdash hold like? Right? He saw like this. It's a kasha on him. No, he didn't hold like him. It doesn't make any sense. Was it done or not? He hit his mother? I don't understand. Was it done or not? But he held like Rebbe. Does it mean the Beit HaMikdash held like Rebbe? And how can Eliezer of Shimon argue on that? The question isn't what he held. The question is what did he see? I never saw it. Yeah, but according to him, it never happened. He says, I don't hold like him. Right, so he was the posek. You hear my question? What do you mean he held like Rebbe? It's lovely. What did the Hamidrash hold like? So, that's the first answer. So maybe the Gemara gets another. If you don't like that answer, be by Zema, I feel took more Rebbe Elazar Rosh Hashanah. You can even hold that he held like Rebbe Elazar Rosh Hashanah. Moder, Rebbe held, she'ain't have shit kodim zrika, that you never take off the skin before Zrika because it's a bizarre to the Zrika, as we said before, because you're delaying. You should never do that. Why can't you have other kahanim doing that? Maybe, I don't know. Therefore, it never came up. It never happened. There was a half shade before the Zrika. So it never came up. It never happened. Therefore, if it's connected to the body, of course you have to burn it. What? It never happened. But wait a minute, what happened if after they took the animal apart, they noticed the trefa? That means, retroactively, the whole carbon was no good. Why? Because it's a trefa. So it never happened? Never happened? After they checked the animal, they discovered a trefa? Never happened? And what happened? Now, we skinned the animal. Now the whole thing's a trefa. So that never happened? So Gemara says, Kosavar nimtis trefa b'nei marata. No, he held that if you find the trefa afterwards, it's good. Why is it good? Because at the time you brought it, you didn't know about that trefa, it's good. Deikanami, I'll prove that's true. Dikani, Amar Rikiva, Mitzvarav Lamadnu. From here we see Rabbi Kiva said, Sha'mafshid et ha-bachar. If you mafshid a bachar, v'nim to a trefa, and you discover a trefa, she'yozor ha-kanab oro, the kahal if you keep the R, sh'mamino, that's a good raya. So the Gemara says, Elamai kamash on Rabbi Kiva. Then why does Rabbi Kiva have to date about a bachar? Why do you pick a bachar? That should be true with any animal. Why not go bachar? So the Gemara says, ha-kamash bon, afilu v'gvulin. Even if this happened in Brazil, doesn't happen in the base time, even in Brazil. What's even in Brazil? Look at Rashi. I feel a bit bullied. Bukhar bal mum, you have a Bukhar, and it has a mum, and you're in Mexico. You're in Brazil. I've schlepped this to Beit HaMikdash for a reason. It has a mum anyway. So the halacha is, you schlepped it in Brazil. And you eat it as a regular animal. Right? Bukhar bal mum hanifshchad bo bimedina, al mumo, right? It has a mum, you schlepped it. Below it here, kosik ela b'achila, the tzib b'sherecha tochla, you can eat it. Abel im neis, but if it died, over us it returned kavura. But if it died on its own, you can't take the hide. Vashbein on Rabbi Akiva, the hechel de l'nikar treifaso al acha hefshe. If you don't discover the treifa until after you've already shechted it, shara shchitaso v'hafshe oro kilu mitzvah done with mitzvah v'nisa treifa l'acha hafshe. In other words, it doesn't make a difference if it happened in Brazil. Since Rabbi Akiva the chiddush. Even, what do we say? If you did the zrika, everything was done correctly, and it turns out a few hours later you discover a trefa, it's good. Says Rabbi Akiva, the same thing is true even in Brazil, where there is no zrika, there is no carbon. It has a mole, so you can eat it in your backyard with your friends and family. It's okay. It's a big siddish. I don't know, but if, I guess once you discover that, for purposes of the hide, that's okay. That's the big siddish about Rabbi Akiva. Amar Akiva, Abba, Amar Yochanan, Halacha could be Akiva, we pass it like that. It's only if you first showed it to an expert to try to make sure there's nothing wrong with it. If you didn't show it to a mumcha, no. Then we say, not halacha, but chachamim, that Argon Rabbi Chanina, not Rabbi Akiva, the Argon Rabbi Chanina, that there was a mum, the kachim, before the hefshe, they would burn the R, and I, Rabbi Chanina, says he never saw it happen. Yeah, he never saw it happen. Doesn't mean it never happened. It doesn't mean that halacha is like him. Allah is not like him. Okay? Good? Okay. Next is about the deshen. Parim hanishrafin, any par that's supposed to be burnt, what are those? Those are the par if the Kohen Gadol makes a mistake, a par if Klal Yisrael makes a mistake, and the par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Those are the three. No one eats anything, not the or, not nothing. The whole thing gets burnt. Parim hanisrafin, this is the irim hanisrafin. What are the irim hanisrafin? There are two. One is the seir, if Klai Yisrael makes a mistake regarding, no. Seir, one is the seir of Yom Kippur, and one is the seir if somebody makes a mistake for shogeg regarding Avodah Zarah. Okay? There are five animals we're talking about. Okay? Now, Bisman Shehain Nisrafin Kimitzvasan, if the burning is done correctly, then Nisrafin the Beit Hadeshin. They are burnt in the Beit Hadeshin. Where's the Beit Hadeshin? I don't know, but it's somewhere outside of the city of Yerushalayim. Outside Yerushalayim. Okay? U Mitmein Bibagadim. And anyone who tumbles with this animal, they begad to become Tame. The Tamek. Right, Begadim. The Begadim become Tamek. These Kahanim that are busy burning these animals. Everything, this is only if everything is done correctly. That's what happens. Then Einon Nisrafin, Kimitzvasan. If some mistake happens, then Nisrafin the Beit Habira. They're burnt on the Beit Habira. What's the Beit Habira? It's either somewhere in the Harabayas, or it's a special spot of the Harabayas called the Beit Habira. Whatever. Einon Matam is Begadim. Doesn't make the begadim tummy. Turning over. Hayesovunosobamoto. If they were carrying these animals on their pole, on a pole, getting it out of the city, right? Yatu harishonim chutz l'chomat azara. Once the first people leave the azara, it's a long pole, the 10-foot pole. So the 10 feet behind the other people. So they leave the azara. Bachronim lo yatu. Bachronim still didn't leave the azara. Harishonim, the tam and begadim, the Rishonim already become tame. They don't become tamei until they leave the azara. The azara is the kickoff, is the kicker when you begin to become tamei. The second you step foot, you didn't burn anything yet. You're not going to burn it until you go outside the city. The minute you leave the azara, you begin to become tamei. Yatsu elu ve'elu matam begadim. Once they both leave, they both become tamei. Not them, the begadim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, in matam and achiyotas ha'or beruban. The only time you become tamei is when the meat is majority of it is burnt. Different shear. Nita habasar. Once the basar is destroyed, the basar ain hasar matam begadim. There's no more tuma because it's already done. It's already burnt. Okay, we're not going to discuss that today at all. We're going to discuss the first part. My bira, what's a bira? Amar Rabbi Bar Bachana, Amar Biyachanan, Makom Yesh Baharabayis. There was a place on the Harabayis. Ubira Shmo, it was called bira. Rish Lakish Amar, Kalabayis Kulukar. Now the whole thing is called a bira. Shinemar, Bela Bira Asher Hachinos. Okay? Good. No. You have to do a procedure for the carbon. You check the carbon, you do the zrika, all this. Then when you're all done, you take the animal, the dead animal, with the hide, everything, you go outside the city and burn it. What if something still happens? So this carbon doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because it still happens. Then you burn it on the Beit HaMikdash ground. Then you don't take it out somewhere else, you burn it right here. Something still happens. Some mistake, something still happens. Okay? Now, good. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabbah Baravua, Shalosha Beis Hadeshanan Hain. There were really three Beis Hadeshans. Beis Hadeshan, Gadol Hayah Ba'Azara. There was a Beis Hadeshan in the Azara, big one. Shisham, Sarfin, Psule, Kachay Kachim. That's where they would burn Kachay Kachim that got a Psul. They Mure Kachay Kalim. They Murim of Kachay Kalim, which is supposed to be burnt. Oop. No, I'm sorry. That's a mistake. Right? Yes. Uparm hanisrafin, usirm hanisrafin, and those animals, those five, shirb hem psul, cause of zrika. Some psul happen before the zrika. That's number one. Number two. Obeis hadeshin acher hoyed beharabayin. There was another beis hadeshin. Shisham sarfin, parm hanisrafin, usirm hanisrafin, shirb hem psul acher zrika. That's where a psul happened after the zrika. Why could they be in the same place? I don't know. Ukimitzvasan, and the third one, ukimitzvasan, if you do everything right, Chutz l'shalosh machnos, outside Yerushalayim. Tana Levi, Levi said the exact same thing. Shalosh beis hadeshan hayah. There were three beis hadeshan. Beis hadeshan gadol hayah ba'azara. There was a big one in the azara. Shisham, sarfin, psule, kachay kachim. That's where you would burn the psule kachay kachim. Ve'mure kachay kalim. Uparim hanasrafin. Usirim hanasrafin. Shir behem psul. Bein kodim zrika. Bein la'achar zrika. He says you could burn them all in the same place. Doesn't make a difference when the psul happens. There was another base of Harabayit. Shisham Sarfin, Parm Hanasrafim, Usiyim Hanasrafim, Shirbem Sol, Biyitziyasan. Some soul happened, Biyitziyasan, taking it out. What does that mean? We're going to see what that means in a minute. Ukimitzvasan, Chosel Shalosh Macha. And the third one is outside the three Macha. Okay, what does that mean if soul happened taking it out? That you over the Isra Yote? Right? What does that mean? Well, I'm sorry? That's called taking out? What? Okay, fine. Very good. Now, ready for this? Let's listen to these questions. We're not going to answer any of them. By Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya always asks these kinds of questions. Lina mahu shetoel b'parim hanisrafim u'b'sirim hanisrafim. Can you be over the iter of lina? What does lina mean? Lina means you left the carpet overnight. There's no such thing as doing any avodah during the day. The only avodah during the day is burning things. Right? So now here, you left over the parma and shrafim overnight. Are you over in Israel of Lina? Now, at first blush, you can think, why on earth should you be over in Israel of Lina? No one eats it. Right? Nevertheless, you still left it overnight. It's dinner first. You know what? It was almost shkia time. Ah, we should up and down outside the city. We'll do it tomorrow. First thing in the morning, we'll go do it. So is that Lina? That's his Shiloh. We're not going to answer the Shiloh. Me, Amrina, do we say, Lina. When does Lina apply? Dibasar Dvarachila. When it's something that you could eat. Abohani Dalav Neachilaninu Lo. No one eats this. It's totally burnt. Even the hide is burnt. Oh, Dilma, or maybe Lo Shema. No difference. No difference to Lina. You didn't finish the day what you're supposed to do. Is that Lina or not? Amar Rava. Rava says, Ha Milsa Iboile Labaya. Abaya had this kashna, by the way. Rava was Abaya's best friend, right? Rava said, Abaya, I heard this kashna from Abaya. Umev Shatina Le Meha. He answered it. Vishavin, and they both agree, which they both agree. We had this discussion. Can you have pigle on a carbon no one can eat? Such a thing? Can you have a machshav of pigle on a kohen no one can eat? Vishavin, they both, with the machlok is a pigle, but vishavin, they both agree. Shem chishe v'achilat parm ubisrifatan, shalawas a klum. You can't have pigle on a carbon that you can't eat. I'm dreaming I'm going to eat this carbon tomorrow. What do you mean? You're not allowed to eat it at all. The only time you can have pigle is if you're allowed to eat it, and your machshava was, I'm going to eat it more than I'm allowed to, or in a different place than I'm allowed to, different time. But if you're not allowed to eat it at all, what kind of pigle is that? Everybody agreed to that. My lav, just like, listen to this, midamachshava lo pasla, since you can't be over pigle, why can't you be over pigle? Because you can't eat it anyway. Lina nami lo pasla. You can't be over lina also. What's the connection between that and that? Shigmar says, what do you mean? Bedilma machshava hu de lo pasla. You can't have a bad machshava because it's not edible. Have a lina pasla. But lina you can be over. Why not? It was a havamina, and the Gemara rejected. Right? Tashma, let's try again. It said like this. Parm had a srafin, usim had a srafin, mol in behen. When you over Me'ila, Misha Huktishu. From the moment they are consecrated. Nishketu, once they are shechted, Hukshiru Lipasel Bitful Yom or Mechusa Kippurim. Once they're shechted, now it's Tful Yom or Mechusa Kippurim, can't touch them because now they're down to carbon and they don't touch carbonos. The Lina. Also, Lina. My love, doesn't that mean Lina's basar? Doesn't that mean Lina's basar? The Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. It means, lo, Lina's emurim. They're leaving over the emurim. Certain things have to be burned. That's the Lina. On the rest of the animal that has a special sreifa, there's no Lina. Wait a minute. For the Tani Seifa, it says in the this is the Mishnah in the Ela on that test. So, Miktani Seifa, it says in the Seifa of that Mishnah in the Ela on that test, Kulan, Molin Behen, the Beis Hadeshin. All these korbanos, all these five, the Parim and the Seirim, Molin Behen, the Beis Hadeshin. You can be Moel them, even in the Beis Hadeshin. Aji Yutacha Basar. Until the Basar is completely disintegrated. Now, with the Seifa Basar, since the Seifa is talking about the Basar, Reisha Nami Basar, Reisha must also be talking about the Basar. So you must find out why my ear, who said that? Seifa Basar, Reisha Ben Burin. Safe is the basar, the reisha is the imburin. We'll try one more time to answer the question. Tashma, the Tani Levi. Levi said, Sh'ir behem, right, this is what I said. Levi said, Sh'ir behem psul v'yitziyasa. Some psul happened when you were taking it out. My laugh, doesn't that mean lina? Isn't that the psul? La, that's the psul. Psul tumma. Or psul yose, psul yitziya. No, it doesn't have to be that. And therefore, the question remains unanswered. Okay, we'll do one more question that will remain unanswered, and then we'll have tomorrow there's more questions that remain unanswered. But listen to this next one. Boy Rabbi Eliyet Erlazar. Yitzia, if you take out the animal, Maushatoel Baparman Suffer was Diman Suffer. Does that ruin the Parman Suffer? We had this question once. Now luckily it's like this. This is a question. Eventually, you're going to take this par and you're going to do a voda on it, Zrika, whatever you're gonna do, burning more. Then you're going to take the rest of it and take it out to the city of Yerushalayim and burn it there. What if you took it out too early? Took it out too early. You didn't finish doing the avodah, you took it out. Are you over the issue of Yotze? So we had this question already. It was about machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. One said, since anyway it's going out there, it's not a problem. And the other said, no, it's still too early. So is it the same issue or not? So, Maika mi Bayale, what's the question? Amar Rabbi Baraba, Aliba demanda Amar, Adayin lo higi hazman o lotei. He according to Rish Lakish, who said that Kodshei Kalim, which that Machalkus was like Kodshei Kalim, not by this, that Kodshei Kalim, which you're allowed to take to Yerushalayim. So you took it early. You're so excited. You took it early to have your wife cook it. You took it early. Rish Lakish said that you're still over at Yosei. In 2 hours I'm going to be able to, yeah, but it's not 2 hours yet. It's too early. Right? Adayin lo higi hazman o lotei. What's the story about the, is it the same din? Or maybe it should be different. Right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no Isser. Why is there no Isser? Because it's going on anyway. Because it's that early, big deal. According to Rish Lakish, it was a very big deal. So me, I'm going to do, we say, Hani Mili Basar. That's only true by the Basar, the Ein Sof, Olatze, Chova. Right?
Yeah, by the way, there's no mitzvah to take it out. There's no mitzvah. If I want, I can eat it right here. I can eat the meat here in Azara. I can take it home and have my wife eat it too. I don't have to. So chov take it out. Therefore, you took it out too early. Took it out too early. You're over. That's what Rish Lakish Shita was. Aval Hani, but over here, sof and latte chova. You must take it out. You must burn it outside the city of Yerushalayim. Right? Therefore, lo, there's no iser. O Dilma, hachanami, lo ikiyas manalasa. It's still too early. Still too early. Tasha, we'll try to bring one right, which we're going to reject. Tana Levi, Levi said, Shir b'psil b'itzi yasa. Right? Same Levi. Some psil happened when you were taking it out. My love, doesn't that mean psil yotze? And a psil happened because you took it out? Lo, that's not what it means. It means a psil tuma, a psil lina, a psil of tuma, or a psil of lina. And the question remains unresolved. Oh, da lacha b, you took it out too early. Is it the same thing like Kachi Kalim, or is it not? And that question is not answered. And the question, the third suffix, will be due tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.